Miss South Africa Lalila Mswane defies haters, lands in Israel for Miss Universe. By Joel B. Polak on November 29, 2021. Miss South Africa Lalila Mswane defied pressure from anti-Israel groups and even the South African government on Sunday and landed in Israel to represent her country in the Miss Universe pageant in the coastal Red Sea city of Eilat next month. Ready as I'll ever be. I'm so grateful for this opportunity to represent my country on the at Miss Universe stage. Mswane posted on her Instagram account upon landing in Israel on Sunday, holding her country's flag. South Africa. Let's do this. View this post on Instagram. A post shared by Miss South Africa, at @official_missa. Mswane, 24, has faced a campaign of abuse by South Africa's aggressive anti-Israel organizations, who have sought for the last 20 years to tarnish Israel as an apartheid state, and to boycott it until it is dismantled, like apartheid South Africa. The South African government has joined the pageant boycott effort, though it has diplomatic and trade relations with Israel. As Breitbart News' Deborah Brand noted earlier this month, the South African government has called on its national beauty pageant winner to boycott this year's Miss Universe contest due to its location in Israel, citing atrocities against Palestinians. The government said it withdraws its support of Miss SA, Lalila Mswane, after local pageant organizers refused to pull her out of the contest in Israel. Africa for Palestine, a boycott, divestment, sanctions, BDS-aligned group that touts itself as a human rights group, incorrectly announced this week that Mswane had withdrawn from the pageant, the South African Jewish Report said. Mswane's agent, Stephanie Weil, said the 24-year-old would be attending the contest contrary to any indication otherwise. Africa for Palestine responded by threatening to embark on a vigilant campaign including protest action against the 24-year-old. Africa for Palestine has not targeted other countries for protest, such as China, for example, which is currently incarcerating millions of Muslims in concentration camps. It has simply singled out the Jewish state. South African news site Independent Online reported that Mswane's announcement of her arrival in Israel was greeted with abuse by critics who likened her to a self-hating black woman supporting white minority rule in apartheid South Africa. But others supported her, applauding her for sticking to her principles, ignoring the abuse she has received, and pursuing her dream of representing her country. The pageant is going ahead, despite a general travel ban that Israel imposed on tourists last week due to the new Omicron variant of coronavirus. Contestants will be required to undergo regular testing. The pageant will be held Sunday evening, December 12, Eastern Standard Time, which translates into the wee hours of the morning in local time in Israel. Joel B. Polak is senior editor-at-large at Breitbart News and the host of Breitbart News Sunday on Sirius XM Patriot on Sunday evenings from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. ET, 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. PT. He is the author of the new ebook, The Zionist Conspiracy, and How to Join It. His recent book, Red November, tells the story of the 2020 Democratic presidential primary from a conservative perspective. He is a winner of the 2018 Robert Novak Journalism Alumni Fellowship. Follow him on Twitter @JoelPolak.